Welcome back to another episode of Spilling the Tea. I'm Liz.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Whitney.
Hi, Whitney.
Lemony Snicket reference. Did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah.
Doesn't he say hello, hello, hello?
I don't remember. Isn't that, what is that? A series of unfortunate events? Mm-hmm.
Creepy.
Seems like every day is a series of...
Seems like my dating life.
Speaking of dating life, what are you doing right now?
I am, for shits and giggles, downloading, what is this called? Hinge.
Hinge. Mm-hmm. We want to see some cringe on Hinge.
Yep.
It's because I sent you an Instagram video and I was like, there's no way this is real. Mm-hmm. And it was a guy that was like making kissy faces at the camera and like laying on his bed as if like the camera was the point of view of the girl. Anyway, and you definitely told me that it is real. So
it wasn't the worst I've seen.
Oh my.
So that says a lot.
That does say a lot. So I have asked Whitney to download the dating app back. She deleted it previously, which is
good. I really have anxiety doing this, but I'll freaking find the literal love of my life.
You heard it here first. Every week.
There's a new one. But
how's dating been going, Whitney?
Oh, you know, he won't listen to this podcast. I've been talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. We did go on a date. He's in Vegas right now, but
we love Vegas.
Yeah. But we went on a date weekend before. And I just have to tell y'all. So we went and we had drinks, and then we were outside just kind of chilling in the car, like just, you know, talking and stuff. And then I started to make out with him.
Because obviously we love a good makeout sesh, okay? You're taking it back, old school.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Southern lady.
You could be toxic like I used to be, but...
Anyway, so we were in the middle of that, and his eyes kind of drift behind me, like looking at something behind me, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. You have Whitney Marie Merritt in your presence. Just kidding.
In your mouth.
No, but I was like, he said, there's a man watching us, and I was like, huh? And so
ew.
I turn around and get down. And there is, in fact, a man standing outside of our car watching us.
What do you mean get down?
Well, like, you know, you're in a car, like...
Oh, you were up higher. I see. I see. Yeah. Okay.
We were just making
I'm like, what, did you hop off the horse?
No. So he's like, you know, like the... Have you ever seen the TikTok trend that's like, act like you're... Do I need to get closer?
No, you're great.
Okay,
you're
great.
I'm just trying not to breathe in the mic.
Oh. You know the TikTok trend that's like, you got to act like you're asking the waiter for the check. It's like, the check.
Oh, no, I've never seen this.
So basically he was like sticking his finger up like, please, sir, may I have some more? Or,
I need
may
you.
May I interrupt?
Yeah.
Don't mind
Excuse me.
Just one question, sir. Yeah, so he was doing that. And so I stupidly roll down the window and I'm like, can I help you? And where we were at was a speakeasy in the outskirts of Nashville. And the first time I went there, I really didn't know how to get in the door either. But I wouldn't have asked some people that were making out.
Yeah.
So he's like, do you know how to get in here? And I was like, okay, well, you're going to go to the other side of the building that we are from now. And there's a door and you're going to go in there. He's like, I didn't see it. I was like, okay, so like, you know where we're at now? You're going to go to the complete opposite side and there's a
draw my treasure map.
Yes. And he kind of just said, oh, really? And like sat there and I was like, are you wanting me to get out of the car and, you know, give you a tour of the building? Like, what do you want? And I said, okay, well,
toodaloo.
Bye. And I just stood there shocked. Like, I just sat there shocked for the longest time because I was like, did that really just happen to me?
Did he walk away?
I mean, it was kind of an awkward goodbye. It was like, okay. I was like, rolling up the window. So anyway, after that happened, I just kind of sat there in shock, and it really did make sense that it would happen to me, mm-hmm. because I just have the most interesting, weird things happen in my life. But then I started thinking about it because I watched so many true crime stories. You know those stories of like lovers' lanes, like back in the 50s?
Yeah.
And people would be making out, and then some guy comes and freaking kills the people?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. And here I am rolling out the window.
There wasn't another single soul that could have helped him find this door.
Oh, anyway. So, yeah, we're downloading a dating app called Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the second time I feel like I have a booger.
No, you don't have a booger.
What's going on?
You don't. I know a lot of couples that have gotten married who met on Hinge.
From your mouth to God's ears. Okay, so the worst part about dating apps is answering these stupid questions.
All right, let's hear them.
Well, you got to pick a prompt. So my most irrational fear. Okay, how am I supposed to explain my most irrational fear? It is getting a popcorn kernel stuck in my eye, and then it cookie cutters my eyeball out.
Are you being
serious? I am dead serious. I feel like I can't put that.
No, I 100% think you should put that.
Okay, I'll put it. Okay. Wait, how do I discuss this?
I think you just say exactly what you just said.
My fear. Do I reinstate the question? My most irrational fear.
No, you just say getting a corn kernel stuck in my eye and a cookie cut dirt.
Getting the shell. You know what I'm talking about? The shell that gets stuck in your teeth?
Yeah.
Getting that stuck in your eye.
Okay.
And then it kind of cuts into your eyeball like a cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You've never had this thought?
Not once. No.
Okay. Well.
Not once. Because I feel like the eyeball would withstand.
I don't know. How do you spell kernel?
I think it's K-E-R-N.
E-L.
E-L?
I like fully spelled it out and then asked the kernel.
I think so.
Getting the shell of popcorn kernel stuck.
I'm dead.
In my eye.
All right. Well, while you fill that out, I have been itching to be bop boop 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 bop bam. talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh my gosh, it was something. I've seen Kendrick live.
Have you?
Girl, I was wearing cowgirl boots. It was amazing. I loved it.
Bam bop boom 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 bop bam. Okay, so there's too many people that don't understand the beef between Drake and Kendrick. Mm-hmm. So we need to take it back to like 2007, 8, or 9. Don't remember when it started. I think it's 7, though. And
17?
No. Or maybe? No. This has been years. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 2012.
Well, here's the thing. I'll say this. I saw Kendrick a year after I graduated high school. It was 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, they were doing the song Effing Problems together, and they were cool at the moment.
Okay.
But okay. Don't quote me. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, okay. Back in the day, and I'm going to figure out when. Okay. So in 2013.
That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. That was the year.
So 2013, Kendrick's infamous verse on Big Sean's Control. He calls out fellow rappers by name. Drake, J. Cole, Big Sean, Meek Mill. A lot of freaking people. ASAP Rocky, Mac Miller. Okay, more. Anyway, then he also declared himself the king of New York.
Who, Drake did?
No, Kendrick.
How is he? He's from Compton.
Then, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I think he said it as a diss.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because it pissed off a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. Then Drake had a bad reaction to it, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyway, there's a lot of freaking shots taken over the years. Then we go to Little Billy Millie, Billy, Bobby Brown, Biscuit, Baby, Baby Booby.
Millie Bob Brown.
What's her name? Millie Bobby Brown.
Bobby, what the fuck? Millie Bobby.
Millie, right?
Thoroughly Modern Millie is my favorite musical.
I literally know her name every
Millie Bobby Brown.
Every day of the week except right now. Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy Millie Bobby Bobby.
Okay. So I think she was like 14, 15. She was on the red carpet talking about how Drake texted her. He checks in on her, helps her with boy problems, things like that. And she said it super innocently because I don't think she realized at the time that she was calling this dude out like that. And then he's also been known to calling up like 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds at his concerts. He kisses them on the mouth, okay?
What in the certain Grand Ole Opry star is going on?
Run that up the hill. Dude, but like literally there's a video I saw because after the Super Bowl, I went down the rabbit hole. Okay, I've known about the beef for a long time, but then I really wanted to know about it. There is a video of Drake pulling up a 17-year-old girl, which I remember being 17. You think you're grown, but you know,
you're not.
Legally, you are not. And he hugs her and he literally tells her, "I love the feeling of your chest against me when we hug." He says that on stage,
okay,
dude.
Mr. Degrassi.
I'm like, ew. I know. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
That is, I like his music, but.
I do too, but I can't anymore.
He's such a cheese ball.
He's so, yeah. So you then have Not Like Us come out. Ooh, diss track of all diss tracks. Not only do you call Drake out by name, you call him a pedophile. Okay?
Probably a minor.
Literally, a minor. Dude, literally there. So my friend was at the Super Bowl and he took a video. And so it came up on my Instagram. And the you could hear it watching everybody say a minor with him. But hearing it from a video in the stands, that was loud. That was the key heard across the universe. And I wish I was there so bad. A minor. Oh, dude, and when Mustard comes out, Mustard! Okay, if you don't know, Mustard is a producer. Okay, his real name is Dijon.
Wow.
Therefore, they call him Mustard. Okay, yes. Well, that was his DJ name.
Well, you've dealt with a different Dijon.
I have dealt with a different Dijon.
Full circle moment.
Bless her heart. Bless my heart.
Literally, me answering these questions is taking forever, so.
Well, what's the next question?
I mean, we can, okay. I know the best spot in town for, don't know, just moved here. The best way to ask me out, just ask me out. Like, what?
I would hit that one and say, just ask me out.
Just say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, so Super Bowl was sick. Also, Drake used to date Serena Williams. He also used to date SZA. They both made an appearance.
Did you see the video of Drake coming out on stage and he has like shots and there's like smoke coming out of it? I was like,
I know. I feel like that was before the Super Bowl, though.
Oh, it was.
I think, right? I don't know. Yeah. Well, Drake threatened the NFL with a huge lawsuit if they let him sing this song. Okay. So that's why I love when they go, "You really about to do it?"
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And 40 acres and a mule. This is bigger than the music. Oh my God, it's so sick. And then he like skips and he goes into peekaboo. And then he comes back to Not Like Us. And it's like, oh. Also,
iconic.
It truly, every element of this is iconic.
The jeans.
But
go ahead.
The bell bottoms. The bell bottoms.
He had the apple bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur. So do you remember his stage? There was a square, a triangle, an X, and a circle. Mm-hmm. It felt very Squid Game-y to me.
Okay.
I've seen it, but then I heard another fan theory that Drake's label is Sony. It looks like a Sony PlayStation controller. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking when you said that.
And then at the end, it said game over.
Mm-hmm. Oh! I love the deep.
I freaking love it, dude. So, yeah. If you don't know, go down the rabbit hole. Search it up. What's the next question?
Girl. We're the same type of weird if. You also have a fear of getting popcorn stuck in your eyeball.
Yeah.
I want someone who is normal.
Yeah, I mean, who actually follows through on their word, and when they tell me that they can't live without me and they love me and they, I think I'm, you're the one, baby. And then I reciprocate those feelings finally after a couple months because I'm a little too hesitant because I've been burned before. And then you're like, no, trust me. And then I reciprocate it and then you just ghost. Mm-hmm. Nope. Pass.
Yeah, my love language. Don't know.
Attention.
Correct. That is correct. I'm putting that.
You're a Leo, baby. I know you.
Okay, finally got done with that. Go a little deeper. I don't want to. Why are you want me to write a freaking dissertation?
Well,
Hinge.
Like, people are trying to find their hubbies on here. Can you imagine going on Love is Blind?
No.
I feel like next year we need to do that trend where we put a blanket over the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And we watch it and then we do the reveals together. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I feel like I would get nauseous not being able to see who it is.
The anxiety, it would last a whole 6 minutes for us, I think. And that's really being gracious.
I'm just putting attention. I love attention.
We would hear the first douchebag, and we'd be like, "No, we got to see what he looks like." But do you watch it?
No.
Okay.
I've seen it.
But. Well, in the first season, one of the couples, they get into such a big fight. She goes, "I just can't fight face to face. Can you go in the room? We'll close the door and we'll talk that way." And that's literally how they start to communicate.
Oh my gosh.
Cut me a break. Oh, he's cute. Andy.
Don't get too excited. Let's look at the other pictures.
I'm married. I'm ready to get out there.
Okay, so we have Andy.
He was cuter upside down.
He is marked as downtown, so that means he is a visitor of Nashville.
Oh.
Because it says his home is St. Louis, and he's put downtown. So we're going to guess he's just here on vacay. Mm. Okay, he's cute. But, nah.
Oh, you always gotta have a camo hunting freaking video. And what is that video? Oh.
Austin.
Muscles.
Okay.
I'm going to get catfished every time.
Red freaking flag because I am a catfish, bitch.
These lashes don't do themselves.
Fairview. He's 5'10". Long-term, he's looking for a long-term relationship open to short. Do you know what that means? He does not want a relationship.
You're going to have to decipher these codes. This is like National Treasure.
Because if he was to put...
You do not have a booger, by the way.
I feel stop like I have your nose. Something like blowing in my nose. It was the same thing the other day at brunch. No. But, okay. For one, down here he said figuring out my relationship type. But up here he said if he would have put... I'm looking for something short. No women would ever hop onto that. So he has to say long-term relationship, but I am open to short.
Oh, look at this. Doesn't make any sense. Figuring out my relationship type, monogamy. You've had to figure that out.
I think he's saying in the past he's monogamous, but he would be willing to investigate.
Scroll.
Investigative journalism. Oh, hell no.
No, he's not cute enough for that.
This is what I don't like. These men are so negative.
I go crazy for the wrong type of woman, apparently.
Yeah. So his first thing was, I'm convinced I'm going to get catfished every time. Well, I'm convinced your height is not 5'10".
He's a short king. He's a short king.
I go crazy for the wrong type of woman, apparently. Negative Nancy, a life goal of mine to get off here. Then get off here.
Look at that buckshot. Literally,
is that a moose?
Take a fucking drink every time a guy posts a hunting photo.
Our Diet Coke. We're going to get Liddy Titty. Coke.
Yeah. Well, RFK would be rolling in his non-existent grave.
Do you know he's not going to get rid of Diet Coke because Donald Trump lives off of it?
Thank God. Thank God.
Make America great again.
You can make it healthy, but don't take away my McDonald's or my Diet Coke.
No, especially a McDonald's Diet Coke, the crisp. Okay.
Okay. Oh, take a drink. His first fucking photo is a hunting photo. And his name is Cav. Pass.
Cav, okay. I go crazy for a porch, a cold drink, good music and a view. What are you, a country singer? He is an attorney.
No, no, you're not.
Oh, no.
That's a hard no.
Oh, no, not a cowboy hat. I mean, I would like a cowboy hat if I felt like it was genuine, but sometimes I feel like it's so put on. Something about his hair is just throwing me
off. He's got the
biggest forehead. Yes. I was thinking too, but I was trying. Oh, okay.
Okay, that is a hard pat, or not pass. That's a hard catch.
He played for the...
The Volunteers. The
Volunteers. Wish that I was on a rocket top. Okay.
Down underneath
27. Austin Pope. Why does that sound familiar? I don't watch
because
them.
He played for the Volunteers, oh. Whitney.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, my God. Can you heart it? Can you swipe?
He's right? Not going to want me. You should leave a comment if you love washed up athletes. That is one of my types.
Comment. Sure do, buddy.
Okay, I feel like I've matched with this guy before. No. I don't think he's cute. Maybe he's liked me before. I wouldn't have.
I am a sucker for a tattoo sleeve, though.
Guess how many tattoos.
Oh, is that your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, guess how many tattoos I have? Oh my God, you should comment and say, how many jelly beans are in the jar?
Look where he works. No, can't.
No. UPS if you drive a brown truck,
horse.
We can't do it. Trauma.
Oh, hello. There was Minnie Pearl.
Yeah, she
was
how did banging she get at the out?
Door. I don't know. Oh, she's a mastermind. Hell, there's another cowboy hat. Let's take a drink. Okay. Oh, okay. He has a quick rant about. Let's listen.
Oh, my God.
Let it be something entertaining, please.
So one thing that I feel like has been missing ever since COVID happened is game nights. And so I am a huge fan of game nights. Whether it's board games or Mario Kart or Mario Party, I host game nights at my house.
I do love a game night.
My rant is about doing more game nights.
Okay. That was precious. I love a game night.
I do love a game night.
Okay. He is a doctor, an investor, and a pilot.
Are you, or are you catch me if I can? Like, what?
Oh, he likes to ski. It's negative.
He's very outdoorsy. That's a pass.
Yeah. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I didn't know if y'all knew that.
We can't be limping around everywhere.
Did y'all know that?
Hey, we do have some new listeners. Shout out to Ashley in Washington.
Yes. Washington State or D.C.?
State.
Oh, my gosh. Across the nation. Well, I'm Whitney. I'm from Kentucky, and I have rheumatoid arthritis.
And we're trying to find a husband.
Tell me when you want me to stop this venture.
I don't think I ever want it to stop. Okay. I had a whole list of things to talk about tonight, but this is great.
Will.
The key to my heart is you pursuing God first. Now, hold on. We love to see it. However, is this just to catch them good Christian goodies?
Mm-hmm. Okay. His dog, he has a huge German Shepherd with a chain around his neck. It would eat my dog. So... It would look at Minnie Pearl as a chicken nugget.
Mm-hmm.
Based on
he's
that.
He's looking at you like a chicken nugget.
He's fine as hell. Oh, he has camel pants.
Yep. Take a drink.
Minnie Pearl turned around and was like, what? Mm. Okay. So he has a dog. He's a personal trainer. He needs to personal train me.
To do what?
Just be fit.
Oh.
Okay. I know where he's at there.
Is that
I think.
His mom?
Is that Macho Taco or whatever? Taco Mamacita?
I don't know. I think it is. I don't go out much. My greatest strength. I'll change the oil in your car that's probably 5,000 miles overdue. How do you know?
How do you know that?
Attacked.
A life goal of mine is to meet my wife and delete this app. Okay.
He's holding a baby. He knows what to do. Yeah. He knows what to do.
This seems too suspicious.
Yeah. It's too perfect.
Yeah. We're going to X.
Oh, that's how this works? Jordan, he's got a thick neck.
Like, where? Well, let me see.
Look at that thing.
Which one do you think it is?
A backwards hat, for sure.
Really? Oh, you're right. Okay. How old is this man? 24.
He looks like Matt Rife. He went to UT, though.
He's on a private plane. He's dressed as a
okay
elf or something.
That's definitely a German garb.
Oh, okay. He has a picture of his pants wet. His crotch is wet. I don't know.
I wonder why he chose that photo.
I don't know.
It's giving Matt Rife.
Okay, Chris. He looks like he's in the music industry. I'm just going to guess. He's a musician.
I need you to just X out to that. Anytime we get to a musician, you're just going to X out of that.
He looks like he has issues.
You need to X
Travis
out of that.
Travis liked me, and he has a blue wig on, but we'll go about that. Let me listen to this. Found in my 90s time capsule. Anytime there's a vocalization, we're going to listen.
A talk boy tape recorder.
Riveting.
Lame.
Well, I have 3 likes. What? I've only been on here for 20 minutes.
Hey, look at you.
If only they saw me right now.
You look cute. Oh, you put makeup on for me. You never really put makeup on for me.
I know. I really should still do that. Okay, this guy has blue hair.
That's a wig.
What's his name? Travis. He looks like who? Who's that? From Teen Mom?
No, my work.
Oh! Oh, okay. Here is, negative.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Let's see.
Pass. It started strong. He had me in the first half.
Oh, he's rock climbing or something.
That's not that high off the ground. That's not that high. That's not that impressive of a photo.
All right, wait a minute. He's an ambulance driver. Okay, he saves lives. He's the same age as me. He's 5'8".
Hey, listen. Let's not be too harsh on the short kings. Let's delete him for the 2 feet off of the ground. Not for being.
I would date somebody with a mullet. But are you doing it because Morgan Wallen has a mullet, or do you literally identify with having a mullet?
He looks like he did it because of Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
X. We don't even need to go in there.
He's an atheist. I'm sorry. There's just no way.
Nope.
There's just no way. What the? He's a furry.
We need to X out of that faster than you're doing it.
He's a furry. We couldn't pay for this to happen. Okay. Well, this guy, no.
No.
He's very skinny.
I would break him.
I would snap him like a twig.
Mm-hmm. You need to find a ginger. Wait, I know that face.
Here is the thing about Tennessee.
Well, Nashville in particular, that they all look the same.
They're all... Okay, here's the thing. I don't want yee-yee country, but I also don't want preppy boy. I want a middle ground.
Yeah, drive an F-150, but you're clean cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a rebel flag tattoo, you know? This guy looks super preppy to me. But maybe I'm a judger. Yeah, no.
No. I fucking love cooking dinner.
Same.
What an interesting comment.
No. Blake, you look like you would take my heart and stomp on it.
Wait, 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 wait.
What does that say?
Don't hate me if I am temporarily disqualified from TSA
pre-check. What does that mean?
That's a red flag. I don't know what it means, but it's a red flag.
X.
I got another like, okay, he goes to Belmont.
Baseball. Ooh.
Ooh, he fine.
Ooh, he is
fine.
He
would, is would not give me a chance.
He is really
He's 23. Oh, my gosh.
We can't date younger.
I know, 23? But he's fine.
X. 23?
Let me just look at him for a minute. Okay, that was...
Ick.
Ooh, hell no. All right. David.
Do you think guys can come back from the ick?
No. After what? Okay, so I already knew this.
Mm-hmm.
But watching Love Island, mm-hmm. it's become very clear. Like, once you're icked out, it's like, mm-hmm. yeah. I've gotten two more likes. Let's see.
Sometimes
this guy, oh my gosh, this is the third time he's liked me. Okay. And we've already talked twice and the conversation goes nowhere. I have his phone number in my phone.
Oh, well then he needs to catch a clue.
But is it, am I the problem?
Well, it depends. What are y'all talking about? Are you the reason it doesn't go anywhere?
Oh, he's a short king.
He's a gym rat.
Yeah, no. Like, look at
the X. Listen, I'm cutthroat, okay? If you give me the ick and the
He's going to text me now and be like, why'd you pass me?
I'll answer.
Okay, we got Rajah here.
All right, let's do a couple more.
Agnostic. Ugh. And this is no, I want to make a... statement.
A disclaimer.
I'm a lover of all people. It's just that for
your life partner.
Your life partner, what is the saying? You both need to have the same direction.
I'm really glad you brought this up. Let's dig into this, okay?
Okay.
I am genuinely concerned with how many people do not talk about real life things before they get engaged or get married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to be having conversations. Okay. Like, how do you want to parent? Do you even want children? What are your life views? Okay. What do you agree with? What makes a good person? What makes a bad person in your eyes? These are very, how do you handle financials?
Yeah.
How do people not talk about this?
No, because I'll be bringing it up on the first day. That's probably why I'm single. But, okay, so you know, in the Bible it says, we're going to get into some theology here, people. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
God says that you need to be equally yoked. Do you know, like, the...
Yes.
The background of that.
Yes.
Of like a yoke. If you don't, people, a yoke is a mechanism they use for oxen to keep the oxen on the same path. Mm-hmm. So it'd go around one neck of the oxen and the oxen beside them would have one too. So like, if you're equally yoked, you're held together and going in the same direction. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you need to make sure that y'all are on the same path.
Yeah. Okay? I literally don't get it. And honestly, I love... If you're listening, people that I know are getting engaged and getting married and then acting like, well, he doesn't even agree with this. And I'm like, what the hell were you talking about for 2 years? What were you talking about? Jeff and I knew that we would be good together like at least 2 months in.
Yeah.
We talked about all this stuff.
It's like, what do you... What else would you talk about?
How boring and surface are your conversations if you're not digging deep? I mean, honest to God.
Yeah, there's been men that I really enjoyed their company, thought they were funny. We had a good time. But at the same time, I knew it was never going to go anywhere because we didn't think the same way. And I knew that down the road, it was just going to be issues.
Yeah. I don't know if it's women thinking that they can change men. You can't.
That is your first mistake because that's never going to happen.
Yeah, you can't. Men, my mom told me this when I was in high school. Men get with women hoping that they don't change. Women get with men hoping they do change.
Well, I hate to tell them both. Women change.
Exactly. And men don't. So
Just love who you're with. Okay.
Yeah. Don't fall in love with potential. Potential that's not even there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All these men look the same. Nope. Okay. Well, we want to move on.
Yeah. Okay. What? How many likes have you gotten just sitting here?
6 or 7.
Wow. Look at you. We've been on here for what? Oh, nope.
All of his pictures are at Bucky's.
Oh, yep. Like him.
Brisket on the board.
Okay, people kill me. People kill me. Why this angle?
I know, it's not flattering. The Oscars.
Ooh, okay.
The Oscars were not it this year.
Here's my thing.
They did not do it for me this year.
Are Oscars TV?
I should know this. Oscars are movie.
I went to school for entertainment.
Emmys are TV.
Yeah, 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 okay. Oh, yeah, daytime Emmy, da-da-da-da. I was such a pop culture queen when I was little. Like, I would watch E! True Hollywood Stories, E! Mm-hmm. News, knew everything, and I'm still a little bit like that. I cannot watch award shows anymore.
Well, they're boring.
They're cheesy. They're pandering. They have an agenda.
Always. Let's go through the worst parts of the Oscars. Number one, Wicked got snubbed. Say what you want, they got snubbed. What? Ariana did not win. She did not win.
I had my doubts about her, and she freaking rocked it.
She was amazing.
Yeah. Okay, that makes me mad.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed. You know who did win? Yeah. Zoe Saldana, whatever her name is, for Emilia Perez.
Somebody said, I saw a clip of that musical and it looks so cringe.
It's awful. It is awful.
I've never heard of it.
It is awful. Also, the songwriters won for best songwriting. And from they started musical? Singing. It was pretty cringe. It was pretty cringe.
Oh my gosh, that is so...
Also, nobody... They won a lot of awards. Not a single one of them thanked the trans community, which is what the whole fucking movie's about. Okay? Adrian Brody's speech. He won Best Actor. I could really go into all this, but I know you want me to stay out of politics. But we got to stop profiting off Holocaust movies and anti-Semitism and then not saying shit when we win an award for it.
You're fine saying that.
Okay? Kieran Culkin also did not say anything about the Jewish community and won for Best Supporting Actor for a Jewish movie.
Are you serious?
Yes. Conan O'Brien was unfunny 97% of the show.
He is all the time to me.
It was pretty awful. There was a James Bond tribute without announcing the next Bond. It made no sense.
Oh.
There wasn't even a new Bond movie put out this year.
So there was no reason?
It was an 8-minute...
No way.
Musical number, yes. Yes, it was. Hulu cutting out... Oh, this sent Twitter into a tizzy. It sent me into a tizzy. They cut the show off. Right after Best Actor won. So we missed Best Actress and we missed Best Motion Picture.
Okay, these streaming platforms need to get together. Because with the big fight, Netflix was going through it.
Jake Paul and freaking Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Also, hate to announce it, but Michelle
Obama.
No, I can never pronounce her last name, but she was. Nancy Drew? She just died. Gossip Girl.
Oh, Michelle Trachtenberg.
Thank you. She didn't make it into the memoriam.
Are you serious?
But the guy who just died, Gene something, he made it in.
Somebody's assistant's getting an earful.
I hope so. What the heck was that? So yeah.
Dropped the ball there?
Those were my worst moments of the Oscars.
Did you watch them live or did you just catch it?
I watched them live.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to watch anything and everything entertainment. I just can't.
I love the Oscars because they used to be so entertaining. Like all the cold opens were so funny. There really wasn't one this year. It was a Wicked tribute and it was wicked good.
Yeah, but I saw a clip of that. It was good.
But they didn't even win anything. I just can't get over it.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That is, okay, here's an example. I never found the show Two and a Half Men funny.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. Was he in that?
No, but I'm saying, like, people found that funny. And then
my parents did.
Fine.
Sorry, Mom, Dad. I didn't think it was that funny either.
Or Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, I never watched
The
that.
Middle. People found that funny. Don't find it funny. But I just don't understand some people's brand of humor. And I think that may be the Conan O'Brien thing.
Probably. The Office is funny. Oh, have yeah. Mike Carell go on there.
But some people don't think The Office is funny. Or some Steve people Carell. Don't find the Sorry. Friends funny. I don't think Friends is like kill me dying over, but I think
I do.
Chandler was my love.
Dude, I think they're so freaking funny. Again,
the love of my life. Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bong. So last episode we were talking about my height. And it bereaves me to say that I am in fact 5'4", not 5'6".
Wow, you think you know a person.
I know.
Like,
if you don't want to be my friend anymore, I do understand.
I mean, it's going to take a lot of time to rebuild trust.
I know. I'm sorry. I really think I shrunk.
Girl, you're aging. Wait a minute.
Aging?
You're aging. We all are aging.
At 35, I should not have shrunk 2 inches.
Yes, hon.
Every inch matters.
Okay, we have some bait here. Patrick, he responded to something I said.
Hell yeah.
What? Okay, so when I...
the silence.
I said, my love language is attention. I love attention. And he mm-hmm. said, did you know the research paper that kicked off the AI revolution is called Attention is All You Need, smiley face?
You should say, who's Al?
Okay.
I would be diabolical on a dating platform.
He is from London.
That's the accent better be thick. That's all I got to say.
He looks very smart. Okay.
He looks smart.
Look at him on this boat. Negative.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard no.
Okay, Sean.
We are glad that Whitney is back. We're doing this live together.
We're doing these little, we're Gabby girls.
Mm-hmm.
We like to gab.
Mm-hmm.
Gift yep. of gab. And
yappity yap. Please talk back.
Tell us what you think. I'd like these. You know, we do like doing our research shows, but mm-hmm. I think these are more us.
I got to say, I did ask a viewer, a listener, mm-hmm. their unbiased opinion. Mm-hmm. And they did say that when we just chat like this, it is way better.
Okay, good.
It's more fun. Yeah. Although you're really good at reading your notes. Clearly, I am not. I did the Sabrina Carpenter episode. Couldn't even get her name right. And I did not do her justice because...
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I did.
She's coming to Nashville.
I know. Bed Kim is such a sexy song. Mm-hmm. I also love Good Graces because yeah. I feel that. Mm-hmm. You better stay in my Good Graces because I am nuts.
Is this a threat?
No, that's her song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were saying it to me.
No, not but. You. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Those listening. No, but like a guy. If a guy got out of my good graces, if anybody got out of my good graces, you know this. You've been with me for like 8 years. Mm-hmm. I am mean. I can be.
Here's my thing. We talked about this the other day. Is as soon as I start picking up on some things mm-hmm. that are not... Minnie Pearl's asking for food, I think. But if I start getting feelings like something makes me question your loyalty to me, it's like a tally.
Senses. Yeah.
Tally. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna see how this goes. Maybe I'm overreacting. And then the tallies start adding up. And
How many tallies do you allow somebody before you?
I don't know. A lot.
Too many.
Too many. But once I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it gets to the... And maybe this is... I need to work on this. Maybe I need to communicate more. But... it gets to the point where after so many tallies, I don't feel like we need to have a conversation because you've literally, I don't need to teach you how to be a decent human being.
Yeah, correct.
Like, or what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Truly.
But anyway. You have a list of things you want to talk about?
No, go ahead.
Okay. What Okay, Love Island. You asked me to watch season 6 starting out.
UK, because it's elite.
Oh, gosh.
Do you love it?
I love it. It's early days, isn't it?
Oh, it's early days.
It's still early days.
Are we going for a chat?
I got a text.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I got a text.
You know the little text tone? Beep, 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 beep. That's my text tone.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I texted. Can I please go feed this child?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like somebody's like hitting a gong.
It's basically that.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you like Love Island. If you guys don't watch Love Island, you really should. I love it so much. So what is Love Island, you ask? Well, Love Island. Do you hear that dog food in the background? It's an amazing show where everybody's half naked. Bikinis are the uniform and you date each other basically. But like, what's crazy is they're so nice. If you and I were talking to the same guy, I'd be like, bitch.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But in the UK, they're like, oh, darling, it's fine. You need to feel it out.
It's still early days.
It's still early days.
Yeah, I just watch it. I do want to go on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get my life together.
I do love it.
I need to clear my butt acne.
Mm-hmm. They do have smooth skin. They do have smooth skin. This I don't know what's in their water, but make America healthy again. Do whatever the UK's doing. But yeah, I'm glad you're liking it. Season 6 is my favorite because I'm obsessed with Paige and Finn.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're so cute. Who is the other? What's her face? Shauna?
Yes.
I felt bad for her.
I know. So you got to Casa more, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Who else? Oh, freaking Justin Bieber lookalike. What's it goes? Luke M.
Okay.
He can't catch a break.
Well, I haven't seen season 6 in forever because now we're up to like season 25 or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that far. 18 maybe.
I don't know, but I have so much TV. So the guy that I'm talking to, he's watched Southern Charm before, but anytime I'm watching something, I'll like talk to him about it. He's like, you really love shit TV, don't you? And I was like, yeah, that's accurate. I eat it up.
You will too. Trust me. Jeff watches all that stuff with me. He loves it. It is so good. So, okay, let's talk about Southern Charm. Ugh. When Shep.
Oh my gosh.
You're caught up, right?
No. But I know.
Okay, when Shep texts Sienna and he goes, I've heard it from your perfectly freckled little lips.
Ugh.
I wanted to vomit because he's the playboy, you know?
Yeah, who is this man?
Shep?
No, like I'm saying, I know who Shep is. Oh. But like. I'm on season 10 and okay. But
who is it?
So like what?
I know. Well, honestly, I love the karma because he's literally getting treated just like he treats everybody else.
Here's the thing. Taylor was insane.
You think so?
Oh, she drives me insane.
Mm.
She
drove me nuts last year.
Something about her just doesn't sit right with me.
I really loved Olivia. They've driven every good person off that show.
JT.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
That is the example of guys I attract.
Okay, listen. I never thought that I would root for JT.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't know.
But I am now to the point where Craig, I can't wait for the reunion because I need them to roll the footage where JT did not say anything that Craig is saying he did.
Oh, is Craig starting shit?
Yes. He does every season.
He does.
And I really loved him. Yeah. And I really loved Summer House, which I don't know if you watch.
Mm-mm, I know there is drama there, though.
Yeah.
I will say Craig is going to be in the Nashville area this Sunday, and I will be in line to meet him.
Well, okay, so Craig is from Southern Charm. Paige is from Summer House. And they dated for 3.5 years. They just broke up and it has rocked the Bravo sphere. All right. So she does a podcast with her best friend, Hannah, who got fired from Summer House a couple seasons ago. And it's called Giggly Squad is their podcast. Mm-hmm. Love them. Well, I go to this show And I am looking for the tea, okay? Yeah. I am on one mission and one mission only. And they do not talk about it at all. Then they open the floor for questions. And guess what? Spoiler alert. Nobody asks a fucking question. And I'm like, please, please. I'm literally getting my entire section involved. Okay? I'm down on the floor, section six of the Grand Ole Opry. And I'm like, can you please get Grace's attention? Grace is their assistant. And I'm telling them what my question is, which is, at the end of Summer House, they drop this bomb, which we haven't seen yet. This was like in the preview. Paige drops a bomb that Craig was texting two girls during their relationship.
My heart is breaking. Okay.
And so my question was just going to be, did you know personally either one of those girls? I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
No, no. We got questions like, hey, Hannah, can you evaluate and rate my Southern character that I'm going to go audition on SNL for? I wish I was making this up. She did the cringiest, like, minute and a half BS thing ever. And then we have another lady who gets up in a fur coat. I'm like, y'all are plants. These are planted questions. And she goes, I'm in the cat distribution industry. Do you guys want another cat? I'm like, this cannot be real life. I am getting heated.
What? Yeah, those are plants. They, yeah. They knew, because Craig has a business here in town. I feel like they were like, we can't have, I don't feel like she would do that to him. I don't know.
Well, it's getting pretty nasty. If you're worth 2 cents, tell me yours. She alluded the whole time. She's like, oh my God, I feel so much better because I'm 180 pounds lighter. And shit like that. And I'm like, okay, if you're gonna skip around the puddle, let's just jump on in. Okay.
So I've only watched Summer House when Vanderpump, it was a new show, and Vanderpump Rules, that random.
Yes, on the beach.
They included that.
Yes.
And it cringed me out. I don't know if I could watch it.
Okay.
But maybe it's better.
It's better now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It seemed very fake.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, we're on season 9. Season 10 is the most recent season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost close. I need to get to this.
Okay.
I need to get to
this. Okay. Yeah. You are close. Okay. You're close. I think episodes come out
every...
And
I follow every, like, Bravo meme Instagram there is, so I kind of knew everything, but...
Yeah.
I want to know the ins and outs. Madison is so much better season 9.
Oh, I know. She's my favorite now.
It's like a Stassi thing. Like, at first, Stassi was very, like... Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then she has this, like, changeover once she got rid of a man that was stupid.
Yep.
Austin drives me insane.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep.
Jax Taylor just came out saying he's had a 20-year...
cocaine addiction.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
Good for you to finally admit it, dude. We knew you were on something. He's crazy. Well, I just thought it was fragile masculinity. But here we are. Comes in a... form of a little white powder.
Wow.
All right. We've been yapping for 53 minutes. So, I sent Whitney a screenshot of these topics that, like, I have a running list now on my phone of, like, things to bring up on the podcast. And one of them was...
We've added a lot.
We have. One of them was that my grandmother's moving this weekend.
Okay.
And the reason why she's moving is because, well, simply she cannot live on her own anymore. So she's going to move in with my parents. My parents bought a third house in Tennessee. It's quite the fixer-upper. Okay. So they're going to restore it. So after my grandmother moves in with them, they're going to sell grandmother's house, refinance, get a, I don't know, restoration.
Oh, like a HELOC, home equity line of credit, and they can do improvements.
Yeah, stuff? you're a
banking professional.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's money?
So my mom wants to get a donkey for the property up there, and I am obsessed.
Yes.
The note literally says, you guys.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
It says, grandmother moving, comma, donkey.
And I, she said that to me, and I said,
I'm intrigued. So yeah, she wants to get a donkey, and she wants to, well, I want her to name it Eeyore. And I said, why a donkey? And she said, did you know that they actually keep coyotes and wolves and predators away?
Huh.
I did not know
and
that.
Y'all have an issue with that.
We do. Buddy. We do. And my dad has all these chickens, and donkeys don't care about chickens. So we could put the chickens in the donkey pen.
All I ask, I have no say in this, is that they don't get a bull.
I don't think they'll get a bull.
My granddad's bulls would like just scare me a lot. Like, it was my red hair. That's what he told me.
Oh my gosh.
It was like waving a red flag. They go,
that was a really good impersonation of a freaking donkey. I mean, of a bull.
I grew up around them.
There was a cow there named Mert. They named, yeah, like Mert. Whitney Mert. Yeah, yeah. But she died.
Oh,
I literally went up to the house. Listen, I went up to the house with them. My dad wanted me to show me the house. So I'm standing out there looking at this gorgeous black cow with my daughter, Billy.
Is that her name?
That's her name. And Mert turns around and I said, that don't look right. Her uterus was hanging out of her butt as if she was giving birth.
Okay.
And I said, that don't look right to me. That don't look right. And
I'm no doctor.
But. Yeah, my dad comes out and I said, Daddy, I'm no country vet, but this doesn't look good. And I said, I have a picture. So he said, send me that picture. And he had to send it to the owner of Mert. And lo and behold, she had ovarian cancer. And they put her down because she was miserable. So in
you
a way,
saved a life.
I feel like I saved a life. I saved a soul.
Yes. Yes. Rest in peace, Mert. Rest in peace.
That's why they named her.
Well, this is a weird transition, but I'm excited for your donkey adventures.
Thank you. I hope so.
Do you know that they have crosses on their backs?
No.
Because Jesus rode on a donkey.
Is that real?
Okay, here's the thing. I was taught this as a child, and then I brought it up when I was a children's ministry director, and everybody said, really? Like, nobody else had heard this.
I've never heard this. What do you mean?
Wait a minute. I'm going to Google.
Pull it up. Pull it up.
Google me, baby.
1 second.
Okay.
Let me set this microphone on my thigh.
Okay. Also, we moved you.
Oh, my.
I'm glad you're here, but wow, what an adventure. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, show me these crosses.
Okay, so they have, you know, on... Sorry. So they have a line that goes down their back, which is like their mane, and then on their shoulders they have a line that goes that way, so it's a cross.
That's fascinating.
It's one of those things, like there's so many little... I don't know what I'm saying.
Increscencies? I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sometimes when I listen to a podcast and I can't think of the word, I'm like screaming
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's one of those like thingies where...
intricacies.
Yeah.
Something. I'm getting closer.
That's like there's signs of Jesus.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just got an email from one of the people if anybody doesn't know, our house in Kentucky sold before I landed a job in Nashville. So for the past 3 weeks, I have been doing nonstop interviews and I am interviewed out. And then I'm from a place where you do one interview and they tell you whether or not you got the job.
Yeah.
Not Nashville, not the music industry. Yeah, each job is like 3 interviews at least. But the one I did this morning, they let me know that I made it to the next round.
Yay.
Schedule something for Friday. Might be able to schedule something for Friday or next week. Listen, I want to do it tomorrow, honey bunches. Like, y'all
yeah, we don't want to wait. TikTok.
Oh.
TikTok on the clock.
Speaking of TikTok. Do you know who's on TikTok now? Who's made her grand return?
Do I know? I don't want to give... We're not going to say her name. We're not going to give her clout. But she murdered her daughter.
A long time ago.
Last name Anthony.
And now she's out here on TikTok trying to give legal advice. You can't make this up.
She was just she was giving word salad. She was using like...
I'm pissed.
She just like put in AI, give me very intricate words. And she just started...
You said it. Intricate.
Intricate sentences.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh. Anyway. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't want to watch the video. I've watched videos about the video, but I'm sick of giving people with ugly souls clout.
I know. I did watch the video.
How dare you?
I know. I'm kidding. I did feel kind of bad, but I wanted to know what she had to say. And well, it's stupid.
Yeah. But I would hope that TikTok
bans her.
Would not pay her for her views and not pay her, like make her, you know, give her a fund.
Well, that's the thing. She's not trying to stay on TikTok.
But
she's trying to go to a different place. What's it called?
I know, but if she builds a fan base,
after you
get so many views and after you get so many, you can be get in the
creator
fund.
She's already up to 60,000 followers.
Who is following y'all?
Probably Gen Z people. So this is a SOS to our Gen Z brethren, our sisters, okay, from different misters. Please, please do not follow her. Do not give her attention. She beat the system. She murdered her daughter. And now she's out here trying to give you BS legal advice.
And then she...
Don't take the bait.
...claimed that her dad sexually abused... I don't know. And I'm not trying to say this, that, or the other, but it just seemed kind of like a ploy. Maybe it did happen.
No, I don't think so.
But do you know... You probably do know this, but she... There was something about... The babysitter Zanny. Do you know this?
Mm-mm.
She said there was a babysitter named Zanny. Xanax. Yeah.
That's what they think it was. Well, yeah. Ew.
Rest in peace, Kaylee. She's be an adult now.
Isn't that crazy?
So would Madeline McCain. Do you know that story out of Portugal?
No.
The family was on vacation, a little blonde girl. This was like MySpace days, a little blonde girl. The family's on vacation. They were with family and they were in a resort and they went and put her to bed and went back out with their friends.
The hell is wrong with people?
Yeah, left. And I just learned something because there's now a girl trying to impersonate, acting like she is the girl that went missing.
Stop.
Yeah. And she's stalking the family. But apparently in the book it said, the McCains are in this room, but if you can't find us, we are out on the terrace eating lunch at this time. So like somebody, this was like an open book. Anybody could see this and know that, like if they saw that her in there, they would know that they would be unoccupied.
And they got, and she got murdered.
They never found a body or anything, but it's been forever.
And she's missing. She's gone.
She's gone.
Listen, I just saw a video, no lie, last night, because now Disney has taken over my complete algorithm because we're about to go.
I'm so excited. Have you ever been?
I have been, yes. Yeah, Jeff hasn't been since he was little, and obviously Billy's 3, so.
If I'm in your suitcase, just don't mind me.
Yeah, no worries. But yeah, I just saw a video where somebody is recording a stroller with a child in it. And the parents left it there so they could go ride the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you. There is a Disney member standing with the stroller, and the comments said that, like, this was a huge story at Disney. They went and got the parents and kicked them off the ride, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, what the hell is wrong with people?
The world is going to hell in a handbasket. Dude, I say it every day, but like, what?
I've seen videos of like fights breaking out at Disney and everything. I'm like, y'all need to chill. First of all, you've paid way too much money to go to Disney jail, okay? Two, this is like a family place. It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth. Just chill. Take a beta blocker. I'm gonna get some, dude.
Some Boost Bar. So are you making a lot of cute merch to wear?
I'm gonna make a couple things, but I'm so preoccupied with all this signage. Oh, all this wedding signage that I'm like, I'm tired.
Yeah, you could just order it, but
she's tired.
Or just wear what you want to wear, but I think it's fun to.
Yeah.
People really get into it. Like, they'll make outfits that are themed.
Yes. Oh, well, boy, do I know it.
Yeah.
I work with somebody who's quite obsessed with Disney.
Oh, okay. Did you about kill him?
Yeah.
Wait, mentioning this, is that place open right now?
Swig? I don't know.
Swig? I would like a nice swig of something.
What time is it?
I don't know. I'll drive down there and
look it up. Swig, if y'all don't know, Swig, we call it the Mormon soda because they can't drink alcohol. And this soda shop does all these different fun mixture drinks. So
dang, they close at 9. It's 8:18.
Damn, we wouldn't make it. So I got the Texas tab, and it's Dr. Pepper, coconut cream, and vanilla. Mm-hmm. So good. Okay. Well, my coworker was like, where are you going? I said, Swig. And he said, get me a Mormon soda. I said, on it. So I said, what do you want? He said, I want something cherry. I said, fantastic. There's a cherry bomber, which is Pepsi, coconut. I know. Coconut and vanilla. Okay. But it's Pepsi, not Dr. Pepper. And so I send him a screenshot of what is in this. Then I proceed to get a large. Then I drive to his house because he got my magic bands for me. And I was like, you did me a solid. I'll get you a freaking soda. Okay. So
I'm going to kill you.
So I skidded to his house and he comes outside and he said, I didn't look at the picture. What's in this again? I literally list off everything. Okay. And if you've got the footage, you can post it because if you have a Ring camera, I set it in there. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Okay. The next thing I know, this was at like 1 p.m. Next thing I know, my supervisor, Evan, who I adore, he calls me and he goes, hey, what are you doing? You almost killed him. Oh, and I said, what? The freaking nerd is allergic to coconut and pineapple.
That's an awful life.
So I said, don't do it. Well, then he hit me up on Teams and he said, hey, are you near Swig? I'll take another Mormon soda. I said, if you don't watch yourself, I'm going to get you the Waikiki, which is Coke, pineapple, and coconut.
Oh my gosh.
I love giving them shit.
So was the line long?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, it was. And it's a tiny little building, so it's incredibly inconvenient.
Okay, so here's my thing, not to judge, but Mormons don't drink coffee because it's caffeine.
Right. I know. I'm with you.
But soda has caffeine in it.
Right.
Also, they soak. Do you know what that is?
No.
So instead of having sex premaritally.
Okay.
They'll just insert.
Okay.
And sit there and soak.
What's soaking?
Just letting it sit in there.
Oh.
And then you could have a friend jump on the mattress.
Oh.
To cause vibration.
Oh.
That's not the same as sex.
Oh.
In their eyes.
Hmm.
I think Jesus sees it differently.
I do think Jesus sees it differently. If you can get pregnant.
You know what? They're not thrusting.
If you can get pregnant, though.
Yeah.
I consider that sex.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Right?
But
isn't that science?
Yeah.
It's just science.
I will say this.
Soaking. And then afterwards, they go get themselves a big old swig.
I do love the, what is the long title of that show? The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I love that show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want extensions by Demi.
Mom talk.
So bad.
Maybe you need to be the new Whitney, since their Whitney is insane.
I am not marrying a Mormon, though.
No.
I'd get someone like Cody Brown.
Oh, gross.
Christine Brown Woolley, or whatever her new last name is, is coming out with a book.
Okay.
I will not be reading it, but I will be listening to the audiobook. And I
love that.
I want to know all the tea.
I want you to tell me the
tea. Because she will spill it out of everybody.
Let's get her on the pod.
I messaged her.
Damn. We need to try again.
What else did I have on my to-do list here? To talk list.
My list is too long, so we'll just save it. But what should we close out with? We've been talking for an hour and 9 minutes.
Excuse me.
What should we leave the people with? What is, speaking of dating apps, since we were on there.
Yeah.
What is your favorite non-sexual turn on?
Non-sexual turn on. I don't know. Let's see. My mind's blank.
Mine is one of two things. Either you... you do a chore. Oh my God.
Jeff, are you listening?
Oh, he knows. If I come downstairs after a long, hard day of momming and you're scrubbing a dish, woo-wee. If you're cleaning a litter box,
oh my goodness.
If you're vacuuming, oh my gosh. So that, or you know I've had a hard day and you go, I'm sure you don't want to cook. So what can I pick up? Oh, talk dirty to me. Goodness.
I'm seriously trying to think. I don't know.
Jeff did that the other day. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he got us Taco Bell. They came out with new little mini Crunchwrap Supremes.
Are you serious?
They're mini and they're steak.
Ooh. I had Taco Bell today and it was a regret.
Oh.
It smelled like poop.
Well.
I'm not kidding.
Well,
I don't know. It stunk.
I wouldn't trust a Taco Bell around here.
Yeah.
You don't really have much around here.
No. We do have The Hole, my new fave cocktail place where I got somebody was staring at me.
You can't even say that sexy. Hey, where you want to meet up? The hole. The Hole. Okay, well, when you think of a good non-sexual turn-on.
I have been literally asked too many questions this week.
What's your favorite body part of a dude? Mine's the forearms.
Oh, I was about to say that, yeah.
A good forearm.
Hands.
A good calf.
I don't really see your calves.
Jeff has good calves.
Really?
Yeah. But he has really good forearms.
Jeff, I'm not like questioning that. I just really never stared at your calves.
You should.
I guess arms for sure. Hair. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jeff doesn't have much.
Here is the thing. I just don't. I'm not limiting myself and saying I would never fall in love with somebody that doesn't have hair. But it reminds me too much of my brother.
Okay, fair.
My brother is known for his look of a bald head, a beard.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys that have a bald head have a beard.
Yeah, because his friend does look a lot like him. The one that I think is so cute.
Yeah. So, like, it's just like, no.
I know, but don't you find, like, people say, and it sounds creepy when you say it out loud, but it is true because it's like, you fall in love with somebody who reminds you of your dad or your brother. Maybe not physically.
Yeah. I would say personality-wise, I go for guys that are similar to my dad, just like goofy, not serious.
Yeah.
I like guys with like suave hair. Like Southern charm kind of that hair.
I can't imagine falling in love with a guy that has the same name as my dad or brother.
So Helen and Alex, Alex's mom is named Helen.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of Pauls out in the world these days.
Yeah, I guess not anymore. But there's a lot of Joshes.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll stay away from the Joshes and the Pauls.
Yeah. I am about to delete this dating app. This was all for fun and games.
Thanks. Please add it again next time I get them come over. I'm about to just add it myself.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's a lot of, I love people watching. It's one of my favorite hobbies, and it's kind of that, but in the comfort of your home.
Yeah. You know how many rumors you'd get if people screenshotted me and they're like, isn't she married?
Right. Okay, we got tea. What is this?
Dude, you can't even see him. It's right. Literally a sideways mirror.
Oh my gosh. One of his things, his what are the prompts?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Is the one thing you should know about me is they call me third leg T.
And with that, and with that, we say goodnight.
His simple pleasures. My simple pleasures is pie.
So pie, okay. I asked Jeff. Uh-huh. Yeah, actually, he'd probably kill me for saying this, but you know an American Pie?
Never seen it.
Oh!
I need to watch it. I've always wanted to watch it, but...
Well, he sticks his ding-a-ling in a pie.
Okay.
To simulate what it would feel like, because he's a virgin.
Oh, okay.
And I have asked Jeff, do you know how, like, if you had a wiener for a day,
yeah,
what would you do?
Yeah. Are you asking?
Yeah.
Oh, probably just swing it around.
You think so? I would pee off something for sure.
Yeah.
And I would probably stick it in a pie or something because of the movie. But I've asked Jeff, I said, have you ever thought about sticking
it in a pie? I hate you for bringing this up.
He is. He really is. And he goes, that's disgusting. No, I have not. And I said, do you know how diabolical I would be if I had a wiener? And he said, yeah, I'm literally terrified. But it kind of made me sad that he never even thought about it.
I guess I would want to know what the experience is like on the other side of
exactly.
Things.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So. That's just where my mind goes.
Sean.
That's who I am as a human. See, you can't stay off of it. You are going to have to delete
who
it.
Who is this, Tarzan?
Is he literally wearing, what are those called, loincloths?
He has a Jerry curl.
He looks like Jason Momoa from afar. If you squint.
I feel like I would be scared.
Yeah, that's going to be a no. I can't see you with somebody like that. Oh my God. If you ever brought a guy like that around, I'd be like, where's Ashton? Am I being punked? Ashton!
Oh my gosh.
Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
Thanks for yapping.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll do it again.
It's so easy. Oh my gosh, I got to tell you about that. Did you already sit?
No.
Okay, so me and this guy talked, okay?
Okay.
And I got the ick. And then...
Can't come back.
What did he... I wish I had the text still. He said... What did he say? He said something about me being Latino.
You're not...
And I was like...
Even close.
Do I look Latino? Or did he get me confused with another girl?
He had to have gotten you confused with another girl. You do not look Latino.
It was some, I don't know.
His name is Blake.
Yeah, he's not cute, but.
Blakes, Kyles, Aarons. Mm-mm. They don't do it. They're not it. Did you see that? There was a Paul.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You skipped over it, though.
I think he said, good thing you're a sexy Latino. You don't have the fear of being deported or something crazy.
That's very unhinged.
Yeah. And I didn't reply and I blocked him.
That doesn't even make any sense.
All right.
People are out here.
They, in fact, are.
You know what I want to do? You know what I want to do? I want to download this app and sign in as you. And see what kind of replies I get.
Do you know what Tinder has? Huh? I could give you permission to search for me.
Yeah. 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 Why have we not done that?
I don't know. Tinder is a whole other basket of craziness.
Well.
Hinge is a little bit more higher class.
Okay. Well, please read what the hell that says.
My most irrational fear, getting eaten alive by a Wendigo. Wendigo? What's that?
Wendigo?
What the hell is that?
Winnebago?
I don't know.
I don't know. That is pretty irrational because I don't even know what that is.
It's like I can't stop. No.
Can't stop, won't stop.
No.
Okay, well. Now I have to sign off and pry Hinge from Whitney's...
I'm deleting it.
...cold single hands.
It's so interesting to me.
All right, till next time.
Bye.
Thank y'all for listening to Spillin' the Tea.
Whitney Merritt and Liz Ent are co-hosts and co-producers.
The show is edited by Jeff Ent. Our theme song is sung by Whitney Merritt.
You can follow us on Instagram at @spillinthetea_podcast, Facebook at @spillinthetea, and TikTok at @spillinthetea_nash for all updates and additional podcast materials.
We want to hear from you, so be sure to send your comments, leave reviews, give us your ratings, and share us with a friend.
And most importantly, y'all come back now, you hear?